As we bring you the latest from the impeachment hearings, we also want to catch up on other news, so let's do that now. In Pensacola, Florida, the FBI is looking into why a member of the Saudi Royal Air Force in a U.S. training program on the naval base there opened fire, killing three people before deputies shot and killed him. Investigators are assuming it was an act of terrorism. Former Homeland Security official Juliette Kayyem told NPR's Steve Inskeep earlier on Morning Edition that people in this military program are vetted before coming to the U.S.
There's a vetting process done by the Department of Defense. It looks at three major categories: drug use, mental stability or instability, and then, of course, ties to terrorism. That vetting goes at the process of entry into the United States. And of course, you know, we work with a country like Saudi Arabia to learn more about him. That vetting is not recurring.
Kayyem said since the Saudi man came to the U.S. 3 years ago, a big question now is whether his vetting process should have been recurring, since a lot can change with a person over 3 years. We're also watching in awe that volcanic eruption in New Zealand. At least five people have died, many others still missing. Most were on guided tours. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke at a news conference about the eruption at White Island, calling it an evolving situation.
We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time. And I can assure them police are doing everything they can.
Some of the 18 people who survived the volcano eruption are being treated for severe burns. And there are questions now as to why tourists were allowed on the island, even though scientists recently observed an increase in volcanic activity there. Meanwhile, in Madrid, the UN COP25 climate change talks are set to continue all this week. Teenage activist Greta Thunberg of Sweden is there. She spoke earlier, but only briefly, wanting to give the stage to others.
It is the people, especially from the global south and from indigenous communities, who needs to tell their stories. Because the climate emergency is not just something that will impact us in the future. It is not something that will have an impact on children living today when they grow up. It is already affecting countless of people today. People are suffering and dying from it today.
Indigenous activists at COP25 followed Thunberg, saying leaders need to find solutions to the climate crisis that weave together science and spirituality. On the entertainment front, Golden Globe nominations are out, and Netflix is leading the pack with its drama Marriage Story, starring Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson as a director and an actor navigating a divorce and sharing a life with their young son, Henry. It gets heated.
You're exactly like your mother. Everything you're complaining about her, you're doing. You're suffocating Henry.
First of all, I love my mother. She was a wonderful mother.
Just repeating what you told me.
Secondly, how dare you compare my mothering to my mother? I may be like my father, but I am not like my mother.
You are!
Another Netflix film also dominating the Golden Globe nominations is Martin Scorsese's gangster movie, The Irishman.